Work crews are now on day two of clearing out a homeless camp in Seattle's Soto neighborhood. Remaining residents were evicted Tuesday. As KUOW's Kate Walters reports, not all of them know where they will end up.
The small strip of land at the corner of Royal Brougham and Airport Way South is known as the Field. But as residents pack up their belongings, it looks more like a mud pit littered with debris. George Kearns has a cooker, a tarp, several plastic containers and a wagon. The city's going to help him move his belongings, but Kearns isn't entirely sure where he's going. He doesn't want to stay in a shelter. He tried that once before and got bedbugs. So he says he'll probably go to another encampment. And he knows this isn't the last time he'll be told to move on.
It's going to happen again. It's repeated vicious cycle. I woke up this morning at 6 o'clock and I realized there's 20, 30 officers out here and definitely shocked. I feel like this is a waste of money.
City officials say some residents have accepted offers of shelter beds and storage of belongings. Sola Plumaka is with the city's Human Services Department. She says they're trying to meet the needs of residents where they can.
We're trying to find different solutions. Motel vouchers are being looked at. Two people are interested in transportation back home, so working to figure that out as well.
The city says the camp is a public health and safety hazard. Officials anticipate cleanup will take several days. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.